Love and Consideration in Worker Relationships. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 18, 1889. I dreamed that there were a number of our leading brethren assembled together. There was some contention, and I was seeking to bring before them light which had been given me of God. I next was in a room, standing upon my feet, talking to many of our brethren. I said, "Brethren, the Lord has presented before me that we greatly dishonor him by our lifeless, faithless prayers. God has given us his pledged word, and we do not manifest faith that he will fulfill his word. We grow away from God and separate ourselves from him in our very prayers, because whatsoever is not of faith is sin, and our cold attitude toward God makes us bodies of darkness to the world. The story of Calvary must be meditated upon, appreciated, and then acted upon. Repeat it. But then, do not think the mere theory of salvation is going to work out your own salvation. Theoretical knowledge will only increase your condemnation unless you carry out its witness in your daily life. You must live and practice the truth you claim to believe. The love of Jesus that was evidenced for fallen man was so great, so full, so entire, that the Father says, 'The sacrifice is ample. I will accept every sinner that will accept the salvation wrought out for him at such infinite cost.' That love was full and broad and deep, becoming more and more intense, embracing and filling the whole world. The sinless Son of God endured the wrath of his Father, suffering in his own body and heart the penalty of the transgressor, the innocent in the place of the guilty. This is the mystery that angels cannot comprehend but desire to look into. When our sluggish souls are stirred to their utmost capacity, when we love Jesus to the fullest extent of our powers and are profited by that great love wherewith he loved us, then we will love one another. By revealing this love to others, we are impressing them with that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. We will forget the things that are behind." I urged my brethren to open their hearts to Jesus and to pray with earnest supplications mingled with faith and breathing out gratitude and fullness of joy for the heavenly gift. The love of Jesus is a sweet, delightful, glorious gift. Talk the faith in earnestness. Direct all your enlightened, converted, sanctified energies to convert other souls. Never, no, never cease to labor for the sinful. With words of scriptural truth, present in the most earnest manner the hope of the gospel, never feeling it safe to let your interest flag. Be instant in season and apparently out of season to be wise, to let words of light shine forth from the book of life, the words of scripture, in as winning a way as possible. Let your words of entreaties be heard. Call your brethren to follow your interested appeals. Words spoken in the past to a few are not enough. Ye are God's messengers to cry, "Repent, repent and be converted, that your sins may be forgiven." Cease not your earnest appeals to all whom you can reach. When one fails for any cause, close up the ranks zealously. Be soundly converted to urge the souls around you to take heed and act their part in being laborers together with God. While we see the old soldiers weary and worn, let the younger stand by the sick and the worn soldiers, and with encouraging words lift up the banner. You that are younger and hold up the banner, here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12, verse 17, 14, 12. When the aged warriors are weary with the continual strain, and apparently the banner is held firmly in his enfeebled hand, put your own hand, linked in his, to hold the banner more firmly. That will vindicate the truth and the honor of Jesus Christ, and with the struggling soldier at your side, you give forth the battle cry of victory. There are many ministers who are constantly advancing side by side with the ones who are aged. Never let that hard-working, toiling one be spoken to thus. Your wages must be cut down. Why, he has borne the strain again and again when he knew his hands were freezing and that he might have to give up the battle. But angels of God renewed the faithful one, and he passed the crises. I have seen angels of God put life into the yielding muscles of the one holding the banner, and he never knew how near the life forces were to giving up and dropping the banner for the want of strength to hold it. I have seen angels of God bracing up the old, faithful warriors and the ones who had overworked, and I have heard words spoken by younger, stronger men. Your wages must be lessened. They themselves were bearing no particular strain, but angels of God were compassionately helping the aged, weary ones.